Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
In the studio with us today, two fellas we've got. We've got one on my left. His name is Coex, Cody Coex Fu. Say hello.
Hello, what's up?
And on the right, we got Jude Ashvin. Hello, buddy.
Hello, how do you do?
Oh, that's a deep voice.
Deep voice.
My word. Ooh. Right. Ooh. Right, so what are we here talking about? Enough of the flirting, Adeline. Come on. What are we talking about tonight? It's about this Keep It Local, right?
Yes, correct.
Running since 2014, from what I understand. Give us a lowdown on what it is.
Definitely. Okay, basically, Keep It Local is an entertainment platform for local musicians in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So we've been around for 2 years now doing live events. We also cater as a music agency and a music label for independent talents in Malaysia.
Right.
So we have something huge coming up, which we'll speak more about later. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So which local artist?
He's a teaser, right?
He knows how this works, right? He knows that there's four segments and that a little bit later on.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you now then. So you took this, KIL Records, KIL Agency, KIL Events, and recently KIL TV.
Yes.
This is the kind of all the platforms that you're moving out on.
Yeah, it's just to showcase like independent talents we have here in Malaysia, because we've got so much talent here that goes unnoticed. So we want to take the liberty to actually come out and promote these talents and showcase the talents, not only to Malaysia, but to the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Cody, from what Jude's just been saying about how we need to showcase Malaysian talents to the world, you know, is there not enough of that, do you not think?
I really do not think so. In terms of platform and in terms of visibility, we do really suck at it. Well, it's just what it is, and Jude fills that gap, and I mean that's why I signed under him, and it's great. Jude is doing really good so far. Oh man,
why do you say that we suck at it?
Well, I think it's also consumer mentality. I think we have a very bad.
Got free tickets, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it is, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And you know, it's really sad that Malaysian talents has to go out of this country to get noticed, only to get noticed back home. Mm. For example, Yuna. For example, AR. So many people. Mm.
It's that problem of the, and it sounds horrible coming from a white man. it's the colonization kind of thing, right? They go over to America, they get recognized in America or the UK, and then it seems viable. Then it seems real.
That's right.
That's when they've made it, instead of them like being top of the charts here or you know headlining performances here.
Well, it's just like beat the system, right?
Yeah, you know, beat the system had to go off to New York and do all their kind of stuff, and now people are starting to say, oh, actually, hang on. You know, you've got pictures of Yuna up in Times Square right now.
That's right.
You know, and it's like,
holy crap, that's amazing.
Why is she down there and not here? So, Jude, you're here to fix this, or at least attempt to try and fix this.
Yeah.
Right? What's the kind of idea then? The kind of let's talk about short-term goals, let's talk about long-term goals.
All right.
Okay, so let's go with the short-term first.
So basically, it's like, you know, every musician here, you know, their talents go unnoticed. So it's like, it's not that they don't want to put it out there, they don't know how to put it out there. So it's, we need platforms like this to actually like show them, okay, this is how you market your music, this is how you promote your music and showcase it to the audience in Malaysia, because this is where we got to start before we go elsewhere. Like Yuna, she has paved the way and, you know, she's been big in Malaysia and now she's over at the States doing really well. So that's what we're trying to do with most musicians here as well. We want to give them that platform. And the only platform that I could really think of right now is basically social media, because social media marketing is huge.
It's a king right now.
Especially for local artists. And, you know, back in the day, for most musicians, they didn't have that social media platform to actually showcase what they got.
So, they toured.
Yeah. So currently, you know, it's like a new, whole new platform for local musicians. And I believe the opportunity is there. And it's just that how they use it and how how wise they are with their marketing tools in terms of music.
I mean, Malaysia is one of the biggest consumers in the world of social media content, you know. Yes. So if we can't make it work here, then we know we've got some kind of other problem as well.
Mm. Yes.
I mean, correct. Maybe that's something we can have a chat about a little bit later on, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Okay, we have a giveaway this evening. What are we giving away, Adeline?
Well, stand a chance to win a Malaya watch, all thanks to our friends at Malaya Watches. Now, the question is, one of the acts for Keep It Local has a single named Budak Flat. Who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us who it is to win.
We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
In the studio with us right now, we have...
Cody Coexfu.
We have...
Jude.
We are talking about Keep It Local. We had a quick chat earlier on about the current state of the Malaysian music industry and about how our talents have to be almost exported before they can become popular here in Malaysia, right?
Uh-huh.
So, Jude and... Cody, you're involved with this project right now, this Keep It Local project. You've got a concert coming up fairly soon, right?
Yeah.
And it's free.
A gig or whatever you want to call it nowadays. Yeah. You know, what are the kids calling it nowadays?
All right.
An event. Right?
A festival. Pretty excited about it as well.
Right. Yeah. So earlier on, Cody, you referred to about how Malaysia kind of sucks at, you know, promoting bands and, you know, festivals and one thing or another. Now,
that's right.
I was reading, and this was a fact that I had sometime last week, Amsterdam, the city alone, has over 300 music festivals per year in one city.
That is insane.
Right? We look at what happens in and around KL over that same period of time, and I could probably count on my left hand how many music festivals that we have.
Yeah.
Is that the problem then, Jude?
Okay, I wouldn't say exactly a problem. It's just that, like you mentioned before, the promotion for Malaysian musicians here, because a lot of them are more influenced towards international acts. And, you know, the kids these days, they're like, you know what, when's the next Justin Bieber concert?
Right.
Or they'll wait for Maroon 5 to come down. But at the same time, for what I did for the past few years or so was to go out and explore, like, you know, just go out to different cafes and coffee shops and explore different talents. And it's amazing to see the amount of talents we actually have out here. Like, I told Cody about this, like, a lot of talents that I've discovered through my journey in, like, discovering different musicians. And even he was like, he was shocked, and he was like, where do you find this person? Like, you know,
man,
are they really Malaysian? And, you know, so that's the best part about our local scene, and that's one thing that I'm trying to, like, establish, like, a platform for these musicians to really get out there. So in terms of festival, like, basically what we're doing on the 26th of November is a Keep It Local Live Festival. We didn't want to, like, segregate it. We didn't want it to be different. We didn't want it to be just a rap event or a rock event. We wanted to be as versatile as possible. Mm. So we want it to be all about local music and local talents. And it's going to be known as an independent youth music festival. Why that is because we're trying to cater to independent talents. And we're trying to cater to the youths as well, because they are the ones who's going to be buying our music at the end of the day, and they are the ones that should be inspired by music at the end of the day. So that's what we're doing differently, and that's what we're trying to promote.
Okay.
Independent music to the youth.
Is that why that the admission for the event is free as well?
Exactly, because I believe we have to start somewhere, and I really, one of our goals for this event is to expose them to local music. And what better way than having a free show like this to come and just explore local music, because that's the only thing we're trying to sell out of this event.
Yeah, but to set up an event like that, you know, it's not cheap, you know. So what about funding and all?
Okay, basically, like I said, it's our effort, because, like, our platform is to, like, keep it local. That's the mantra that we're sticking by, and that's the mission that we're sticking by as well, to actually expose local music. So for us, this was, like, kind of our CSR initiative to actually go out and showcase these musicians, because we want Malaysia to know what's out there, and we want these musicians to be heard.
Cody, anything to add to that?
No, that was beautiful.
Okay.
Good job, Jude. Okay, right. That was dope.
Now, let me kind of play devil's advocate for a minute. And listening to that, it sounds wonderful. I mean, the idea behind it is great, and I think it's a great initiative. The problem is, we now live in a society where... I did joke about it further earlier on about, you know, have you got a free ticket, bro? But that is a problem, first and foremost. And we're in a generation now where everybody expects something for nothing, right? If you want the new Yuna album, or you want the new whatever album, you can go online and you can get it for free, right? Let's be honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a few people still remaining who will pay for a physical product, or they'll pay to have it on their laptop or whatever. I think once that problem has been addressed... You have to deal with that, though, because people are so used to getting stuff for free that all of a sudden, I mean, great idea. Do a free festival, get people there, get all these young kids there. But all these young kids are coming to the festival for two reasons.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see local acts and they know it's free. So yeah. How do you convince them after they've been to your festival that, okay, the next one, these people that you've seen, we'd like you to pay a little bit to come and see them. Mm. How would you convince them?
All right. So basically, it's like, as I mentioned earlier, we all have to start somewhere. So in order for me to convince them to come next year, I have to convince them that we have talents which are in par with talents overseas
and
as
worth
well.
Investing in.
Yeah, and worth investing in. So by doing this event for free, they get the opportunity and the chance to actually see this acts live and to make them want to come next year and say, you know what, I want to support this acts. Like, because right now, I believe the awareness is very little. Like,
right.
A lot of them are not aware of our music scene here, aware of our local artists.
Yeah.
So in order for me to spread awareness on that, I have to do like a free festival for them to actually see who's out there and what we have. So we can build the excitement in them to actually come next year and to actually pay and watch quality local musicians.
Mm. Yeah, but how do you embed that kind of message to these kids, you know, because knowing that your event is free, and for these people, they don't really care. They really don't really care because your event is free. And how do you get them to really pay in future to go for events like that?
Mm.
Okay, I believe like it's just massive promotion, because that's one thing I realized from doing the campaign for Keep It Local. At first, it started off a little slow, like to be very honest about it. But once we started pushing it on social media, we started partnering up with different colleges, I realized these kids got more excited about it. And they were like, you know, they want to be a part of the local scene, and they felt a part of it. So that's the beauty of the local scene we have here. Like once, you know, once you're in the local scene, once you are like close to certain artists here in Malaysia, and so you feel like you're a part of it and you want to support the scene as well.
Right.
Yeah. So what we did recently was we actually took Cody and another artist of ours, Ashton. We went around different colleges and we did like a slight invasion by for them to do a spontaneous performance, and the kids were really excited about it. And a lot of them, like, you know, posed a question like, you know, why aren't we supporting local musicians? Why aren't we buying the tickets to go watch these musicians? Mm. So to answer your question earlier, I would say it's just massive promotion, because we got to just implement it in their minds to keep doing it and to actually to be consistent. Because a lot of people, they give up very easily and they're like,
for sure,
you know what? Okay, we can't do this. It's not going anywhere. But for me, it's all excuses. I believe you have to be consistent and you got to keep pushing each time to make that goal even possible.
Good. I hope you do, Jude. I mean, seriously.
Thank you.
Cody, as a performer,
yes,
you know, and Jude was just saying that you've gone around some of these colleges and whatever. What was it like? What was the kind of reaction you got from the kids?
Well, it's always mixed reactions. It's always because I'm a beatboxer. That's what I do. I spit for a living. It's quite interesting. Of course, that's always, you always get mixed reactions. You don't always get 100% positive reactions. And of course, sometimes we do go into the colleges really early in the morning at like 9 a.m. and it's pouring. So sometimes it's just quite dead, but sometimes it's quite rewarding as well. What was really interesting, that after the interview, after the performance, we had a small little interview, and it lasted for like half an hour. It was just filled with questions, and it was really interesting the way these kids engaged in the performance and how they ask the questions later.
What kind of questions do they ask?
Man, if you were to ask me right now, I just simply don't remember. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
But 2 weeks is a long time.
But do you think you can learn, between the two of you, can you learn stuff from these kids about how they interact with social media?
Definitely, because I realize, like, once you've you show them content, you show them, like, you know what, okay, this is what we have. For example, like when Cody went there, some may have known him, but most of them didn't know him. Like when he went there and we said, you know, you're a 5-time beatbox champion, he has won a gold medal for Malaysia, and they were impressed by it. And I realized if you give them, you feed them content and you spread awareness to them on these little things, I realized they're really captivated by it. And they're like, you know what, and they feel proud that, you know, actually this talent came from our local scene.
Right.
So that's one thing I learned from those kids, like, you know, just having a conversation with them and talking to them about music, because I realized they knew only so little, but once we fed them with content, they were like excited about it and they would want to be a part of the industry. So that was something very inspiring for me.
All right, let's talk quickly about logistics, because I mentioned to you outside of the studio that let's say, for example, a festival or an act is scheduled to go on at 7:30 or 8 p.m. We all know that never happens, right? We all know it never happens. Why is that? Why does it never happen? Whose fault is that?
Okay, I would say like a lot of things actually goes into the event. But you know what? I appreciate, because you guys are real, as real
good
as possible.
Right.
It's great.
Okay. I would say, okay, fine. Number one, it's definitely a Malaysian thing.
Right.
Ooh, because
you can't run away from that.
Yeah, we can't run away from that, from everything. So even festivals. So I believe sometimes it can be, you know, some miscommunications through management,
right,
or something that sometimes the artists, like, you know, they don't arrive early or something's wrong with the sound,
right, okay,
or the weather. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of excuses.
Let's Chase, you said to me earlier on, no more excuses.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Jude, make sure this festival runs on
definitely
time. Right?
Definitely. I'm not
if you did
let
it
happen.
Seriously, you would make a name for yourself, you know, because it would be the first festival that actually ran on time with the artists on at the time that they were scheduled to do
that's
it.
That's right, that's you know? Right.
We could market it that way.
It would be a world first, you know, like, and you would win yourself a gold medal just like Cody. There you go. All right.
Making sure guests arrive on time.
It would be genuinely, but that would be the kind of thing that I'd. I mean, being an Englishman, we're used to queuing. You know, we're used to getting in on time, and you know. Anyway, okay, we've got to take a short break. We'll be right back, of course. I think maybe we'll skip news from page 2 and keep talking about this because I think it's an important thing we need to look at.
All right. Guys, if you want to win Malaya Watch, all thanks to our friends at Malaya Watches. Answer this question. One of the eggs for Keep It Local has a single named Budak Flat. Now, who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us why you deserve to win.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chu.
We have Cody Coates-Fu in the studio with us right
now. That's right.
We have Jude over here. Say hello.
What's up?
We've been trying to put the world to rights, or rather how we can get a gig running on time here in Malaysia. And we're keeping it local, of course, talking about a festival that's happening on what date?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it will be on the 26th of November, this Saturday, at Sunway Nexus.
Live performances by...
Okay, we have live performances by Aman Ra, K-Town Clan, Jumero, Riot Jones, and many more.
Cody Coexfu?
He's sat right next to you.
Oh, yeah, not forgetting and Cody Coexfu.
Okay.
Thanks, Jude. Thanks, Jude. Wow.
So we've got rock, we've got soul, we've got hip-hop, we've got beatboxing, we've got a bit for everybody, right? So aside from like the music and the performances, what else have you got happening kind of on the fringes? Is there anything?
Okay, so basically we formed a lot of like partnerships for this event, especially with students from different colleges. So we're going to have like a few of the students come by and interview all these artists to know more about their music and to know more about our local scene in Malaysia. So it'll be interesting because we've never had that much live interaction among local artists. Mm. So seeing that we've got all these artists there that day, these kids will be going around and interviewing different artists and basically putting up on Facebook Live for a lot of people to see what's going down on Kill Life and what's up with the artists as well. Mm. Yeah, and in the meantime, we're also going to be adding like besides music, we also have dancers, this group called Budak Joget. One of the members of that group is actually like a dance champion from Malaysia. His name is Faz, so we got them on board as well.
Faz!
Along with Scalia, who's Malaysia's first basketball freestyler. He's represented Malaysia in a lot of competitions. So
shout out Scalia, shout out.
It's all about, like, you know, showing love for our local talents, and it's about spreading awareness about local talents, so we're pretty excited about that.
So how helpful have the kind of universities been and the other people that are supporting you?
To be honest, they've been very helpful about it, because when we first approached them, I could say that, you know, they had no idea about our local scene, about, you know, what to do with this event, but as the whole promotion campaign like went on, I realized that these kids, like, they really got in touch with our local scene. They actually, their research on, like, you know, on local music, on, you know, like, for example, like Aman Ra or K-Town, who they are, what they represent. So that's one of the best things that they did, like, on their part. Mm. And not to mention Sunway Nexus as well, being a youth center and actually accepting our platform. I think I'm really, like, thankful for that as well. Mm. So we've got great partners on board. And like I said, I'm very excited about this. It's all about keeping it local. So if you really want to see what goes down, come down this Saturday at Sunway Nexus.
So what's the response like, you know, since you've started promoting about this event and noted that it's free, you know? So how do you keep track? You know, who are the people that will be coming?
All right. So basically, we have our campaign going on, which is done by the students of IECT, the public relations team over there. So they've been really good at, like, their campaigns by going around different colleges and ask. And basically what they did was, they did something so interesting. The video is out online, actually. they actually took a couple of like local tracks and they went around and they asked students like, you know, okay, have you heard this track before? And obviously they said no. So can you guess who is this track from? And a lot of them said like, you know, Eminem, they mentioned Drake. So they had no idea that it was like from our local scene and from our local talent itself.
Interesting.
So when we told them that it's actually all local artists, they were shocked about it. They said they never knew and they wished that they would have spotted our scene, like, you know, these songs deserve to be in different charts and so on. So that's one thing, one social experiment that we conducted, and I feel like that's a real eye-opener there for a lot of people.
Yeah, that makes me ask a question, think of a question. Do you think then that, I don't know how to put this, do you think that Malaysians think maybe they're not good enough to be that popular?
Oh, yeah.
If we're going to talk, like, have a real talk about it, yeah. I believe that's so. And that's one thing that we're trying to change as well, because a lot of them, you know, they have excuses. They're like, you know what, in Malaysia, we can't do music.
Right.
You know, there's no future in that. But
there's no future in music.
That kind of mentality is embedded in them that as well, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I mean, you want to talk real about it, right?
Yeah.
It's not just music, is it? It's music, it's politics, it's art,
exactly.
it's everything. Education,
it's just
everything.
That whole mentality.
So
yeah.
Getting in at the kind of grassroots kind of youth level, eventually, music is that. It's a cliche, but it's true. Music does change what happens around you, right? We know that. You know?
Exactly. Because, definitely, like, no matter whatever situations you're faced upon, I mean, music, one thing, it brings people together.
Mm.
And, you know, like, being a musician as well, like, you know, we've done a lot of different shows. I realized that whenever, like, you write a song about a certain message, you really connect to people. And I realized for us to like basically get away from that mentality, it's just through music, because like, you know, music connects to the soul. And I'm speaking about that based on a musician. I bet like Coax would agree with me on that as well.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing that connects a lot of people together. So with this musician, this whole community, I realized by collaborating, by doing something different together, it can actually make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what I realized for the past 2 years of running Keep It Local.
Right.
That if you guys come together and everyone has a mission and actually like come together to collaborate, a lot can be done rather than doing it by yourself. And we could actually like go away from the mentality of saying, you know, we're not good enough, or, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that. I really believe, like, you know, everyone has to step away from that and actually do something and make a difference before they can actually think that way.
Having a common goal is a thing, right?
It's very important.
All right. Okay. I think we've exhausted what we need to talk about for now. I think we've hit every kind of nail on the head. We've been quite heavy on some of it. But I think it's necessary to talk about these kind of things. We've discussed it a whole bunch of times
before.
And, you know, it's this. I have this issue, and I've talked about it a lot of times. It frustrates me that I'm not seeing more Malaysian artists or hearing more Malaysian artists. You know, even our radio station, you know, and I'll say this, you know, out loud, you don't hear many Malaysian artists played in the day. You'll hear them in the same for every other radio station in Malaysia. It's wrong, you know.
Yeah.
There should be Malaysian artists played in the day. That's why we're not hearing them. That's why they're not popular. It's our own problem, you know, and we're kind of pervading the problem or making it even worse when technically we should be thinking, okay, you know, we stand for Malaysians. We should be doing this on our part. We should be playing our part as well.
Exactly.
Right?
So, yeah, on our part, we are actually going to stand together to make a difference, which is why we've got Coax on board. And because a lot of artists who joined our Keep It Local campaign. So in efforts to making a difference, like I said, we've got to do something. And everyone has to be real and be themselves in music. That's the most important thing. That's where we start. And, you know, BFM being a real station as well. And I appreciate the talk that we had. And, you know, together, like I said, we could make a difference and we could make something better for our local scene.
Oh, I feel all glowing and warm right now. Right? Oh, okay, folks, we've got to move on. We're going to do this little thing called Smarty Pants. Sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Cody, come on, wake up. It's time to do Smarty Pants.
All right, I'm awake. Right.
You're awake, right? Yeah, are you sure? Are you sure?
What was your score back then?
What was your score? Do you remember?
21.
21? 21?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Wow. Yeah, you must have been awake.
I'm too big to answer this.
Right, here we go then. Right, your 3 minutes, fellas, they start now. In the first Harry Potter novel, who is the headmaster of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry? Dumbledore or Severus Snape?
Dumbledore.
Correct. Which is the smallest instrument on the flute family, the piccolo or the flûte d'amour?
Piccolo.
The diameter of a standard CD measures how many centimetres, 10 or 12?
Jude, please.
Have a guess.
I would say 12.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Stink 182 is a tribute band to which band? Sting or Blink 182?
Blink 182.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sororal relates to or is like which member of the family, sister or brother? Sororal.
Sounds like Sister.
Correct. Mm. Batterhead, flam, and rimshot are all terms associated with which musical instrument?
Drums.
Correct. In which city is the 1997 film The Full Monty set? Sheffield or Nottingham?
Oh my God, what is this?
Is it Nottingham?
It's Sheffield. conglomerations of frozen ice crystals which fall through the Earth's atmosphere are commonly known as what? Sleet or snowflakes?
Sleet.
It's snowflakes.
Right.
In the Bible. Right. In the Bible.
Yeah, all right. This is my thing. All right.
This is your thing.
This is my thing. All right, all right, all right.
Conquest, war, famine, and death symbolize the four what? The deadly sins or the horsemen of the apocalypse?
The horsemen.
Asturias, Aragon, and Murcia are regions in which European country? Portugal or Spain?
This is beyond me, dude.
Yeah.
This
is. I would say Spain.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If somebody is born on the 24th of May, what is their zodiac sign? Gemini or Pisces?
Oh, my God. This is beyond. Oh, my
Pisces.
God.
It's Gemini.
Gemini. Oh. I'm a Gemini as well.
Dude, you screwed up, dude. You screwed up.
Well done. Yeah. Okay. Neapolitan ice cream is traditionally made up of how many flavors? Two or three?
Three.
Correct. Which infamous monk was murdered in St. Petersburg in 1916? Grigori Rasputin or Nikon?
It's definitely not Rasputin. It's
Rasputin. Well done.
Wow, okay.
You got a ding because you said it. foot volley. Foot volley is a variation of football. It originated in which country? Brazil or Argentina?
I'm going to say Argentina.
You should have said Brazil.
Brazil.
Okay. Yeah. All Saints Day is celebrated during which month of the year? October or November?
What? What is All Saints Day?
October?
November.
It's November, yes. Who said November?
I said November.
You said November. Give me a ding.
Okay. Yeah.
A Medusa is what type of marine creature? An eel or a jellyfish?
Isn't it mythical? Like,
there is a it's mythical.
It's a jellyfish?
Correct. Yeah. Well done. Ophidiophobia is the fear of what type of creature? Snakes or birds?
Snakes.
Diablo is another name for who? An angel or a devil?
The devil.
Devil.
What does A stand for on the scoreboard in a game of tennis? Advantage or away?
Advantage.
What is the English name of the American game of checkers? Drafts or skip chests?
Draft.
Correct. Right then, folks. Smarty Pants was, of course, brought to you by Inti MBA Learning Simplified, where you can give your future a kick in the pants. You are listening to That Time of Night here on
or
BFM
pants.
89.9. BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It's That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're in the studio with...
Cody Quexfu.
And
Jude from Keep It Local.
I was expecting some kind of beatboxing, Jude. Come on.
I don't know, I'm embarrassed.
Can you not even just pretend? Adeline can do it. Remember,
oh,
you do it.
Yeah, Adeline. Yeah.
Adeline, you did it before.
Go on, no,
go on,
I'm not.
Go on, do it. Do it.
It's the boots and cats. See,
how about you,
yeah,
Richard?
That's it,
I can't
it.
Do it.
That's pretty good.
That's about as far as we go. We're going to find out how well they did on Smarty Pants by going through some of these questions after we tell you that we have a giveaway.
That's right. We're giving away a Malaya watch, all thanks to our friends at Malaya Watches. Now, the question is, one of the acts for Keep It Local has a single named Buddha Flat. Who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where you deserve to win.
Go on,
and
then.
The first question is, in which city is the 1997 film The Full Monty set? Is Sheffield? Conglomerations of frozen ice crystals which fall through the Earth's atmosphere are commonly known as what? Is snowflakes. If someone is born on the 24th of May, what is their zodiac sign? It's Gemini.
Jude.
Foot volley, a variation of football, originated in which country? Is Brazil.
Is that
Brazil.
It?
That's it.
Okie dokie, let's have a drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jude and Cody Coexfu scored 16 points.
16.
16.
That's all right.
It's all right. And Cody, you scored 21 last time, right?
Uh-huh.
This time there's two of you. Technically, you should have scored 42.
Well, yeah.
Right?
They say two hits is better than one.
They say, right?
It's
right.
What they all say.
They all say. Right. So this event is happening on the 26th of November, 2016. Of course, just a few days' time. 2 p.m. onwards from at Sunway Nexus.
At Sunway Nexus.
Cool. Live performances by K-Town Clad, Amon Ra, Doll Alliance, yeah. Pastel Light, Jumero, Riot Jones, Cody Coexfu, and a whole bunch more
stuff going on.
Yep. It's free, folks. Get yourselves down there.
Yeah,
this is your chance to support local music. Right. So let's make a difference
together. Support local. Go and see some free music. Right then. So we got some facts. We've got to answer the giveaway. What do you want to do first?
We'll do the question first.
Do it then.
All right. So I asked you a question earlier. One of the eggs for Keep It Local has a single named Buddha Flat. Now, who is he?
Who is he?
All right. He is. Koda, you want to answer this one?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a very good friend. An absolute genius. His name is Amun-Ra.
Yay. If you answered correctly, you may well be hearing from us after the show and get your grubby little hands on a nice little watch.
I still want a watch, you know. I still want a Malaya watch.
Keep saying it.
Henry, do it.
Right.
It.
Oh, Henry, she's telling you now. You're in trouble. Right. Jude, Cody, thank you very much for coming.
Thank
Good
you
luck
so
with the festival.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Ladies and gents, some facts of the day for you. What have you got, Adeline?
Oh, me first.
You first.
So, did you know that only 3 known mammals experience menopause?
Adeline.
Cheeky little fella. So, it's orcas, short-finned pilot whales, and humans.
Interesting. Did you know?
What? No.
No, that Stranger Things was rejected between 15 and 20 times by a whole bunch of different networks before Netflix.
I know that. I know that.
Are you serious?
Yes. Thank goodness
for the persistence.
Right.
Thank you, Netflix.
Thank you, Netflix.
Right then, ladies and gents, the show, it's that time. We hope you enjoyed the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.